Good morning. Hello, people, beautiful people, and welcome to the first show of season 3, episode 1 of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is 6:25 a.m. on the East Coast. I don't know what time you're going to hear this, but right now it's 6:25 a.m. Good morning. And welcome. I was on break for a whole month. The last show I did was July the 12th. It is August the 11th, you guys. And let me tell you, it has been something else. My past month that I had off was full of ups and downs and highs and lows. Like, I have totally changed my career path. I have totally did things that I never thought I would do in a million years. And I finished writing Be Ever Wonderful, which is the follow-up to Love's Holiday. I think I already said that. And I also been writing, I start writing, like, because Love's Holiday has so many books. It's so many books. And eventually, like I told you guys before, I want Love's Holiday to become like a series. Like, I want it to be a television series. And I want somebody, a dope-ass producer, director, writers, actors, all of that, to keep my people coming back for more. So it's just like, I'm writing that now. And it's kind of hard to, like, break away from that and do the show, because I'm up all hours of the night. Like, when I say I'm up all hours of the night, I'm up all hours of the night doing this. And I also, like, I'm going out, I'm doing things. You know, my birthday was My birthday was last week. I'm still celebrating. As a matter of fact, I'm going out tonight again. And I am so excited, you guys. Like, I was laying in bed and I was like, I need to do my show because I haven't done the show in a very, very long time. And I am so sorry that I have not been here, but there's been a lot that's been going on. And it's not bad. It's all good. Like I said, I totally changed my career path as far as like doing hair. Like, I want to do hair still, but I do hair now, like on the side. And whenever I cut somebody's hair, or do somebody's hair, my back hurts really bad. So I'm going to the chiropractor next week. So I'm going to see what they say. And if I can't do hair anymore, then I can't do hair anymore. But like I said, I did change my path. I am currently enrolled in school. I don't want to give away too much information right about now, but I will in the near future, because I just want to make sure that I don't want to put all my eggs in my basket, because I can be like, yeah, I'm in school. And then like, oh, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that's been going on, and I really, really want to stay true to this, you know, and I actually miss coming on. Like, I wake up, like, I'm going to tell you how bad my sleep pattern is. Like, I go to bed at 1 and I wake up at 3, and then I go back to bed at like 4 or 5. Or 6. And I'm like, damn, I should do the show. But if it's like, to me, if I'm not mentally prepared to do the show, then I don't want to do the show. Like, I can't just come down to the office and be like, wow, I'm going to do a show. And I'm like, I don't feel like it. Because if you don't feel like it, you don't feel like it. Like, right now, I was sitting here doing homework, and I was contemplating about doing a earlier, like last night, I was laying in the bed. And I was like, you know what? I should do a show because I have an interesting topic. Well, I feel like it's interesting. I have an interesting topic that I want to talk about. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do this. So I got up, I ate breakfast. I did my homework. My assignment. Sorry, I'm not going to say homework. My assignment, because that sounds so high school. We're in college now. We can't say homework. We gotta say assignments. So I did my assignments. I have another assignment that I have to do, and that's not due until I think two, what's today? Wednesday. And I'm usually not on Wednesdays. Because on Wednesdays I usually go run and do my errands. So this is weird for me. But it's been a whole month since I've been on, and it's crazy. Because remember I used to come on like my day one. So remember I used to come on every day. Same time every day or different times, but every day. And then I decided, well, maybe I should do it like once a week. Maybe I should do it twice a week. And then maybe I should go on a weekend. Should I do a kickback? It's like, no. But I'm thinking I'll probably do this like once a week if I can get to it. Because school right now is my main priority. Love's holiday is my main priority. So it's not like I can't do everything at one time. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole thing is like, Beyonce does so much stuff and we have the same 24 hours in a day. So why can't you do the same thing? You know? But anyway, so my class assignment is due today. No, one is due today at 11:59 a.m. And I finished those. I'm gonna go back over them. And then another one is due. The other ones are due tomorrow at 3. Yeah, they're due tomorrow at 3. My other assignments are due tomorrow at 3. But I did all of them but one. So I'm gonna do that one maybe tomorrow. Thursday. Yeah, maybe Thursday. I do it on Thursday. But yeah, I have to go get my nails done this morning. I have to go to the cleaners this morning. I have a brunch date. I'm having a lot of dates. So, so I have a brunch date. I don't know when my brunch date is, but I do have a date today at 5:30. I cannot wait. I was just sitting here, guys, going over the menu. I'm like, heck yes. And I'm gonna tell you guys all about it. I'm gonna come on tomorrow. I'm gonna tell you guys all about it. I'm like, heck yes, I cannot wait. I have not been to this restaurant in, I think the last, I'm gonna tell you the last time I went to this restaurant. I think it was like 2015. It was 2015. I don't know, you're thinking like, Monica, like, how the hell is that your favorite restaurant if you haven't been there since 2015? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It's been 6 years, okay? And the first time that I went to this restaurant, I fell in love with it. And it get a lot of good reviews. But somebody was trying to say that the owner was racist or whatever. But I've never got any of that kind of vibe down there. Like when we went the first time, my aunt tipped the girl and the girl was crying. The girl was crying. So it was it was a wonderful experience. The food is absolutely delicious. And when the person suggested that we go, I was like, yes. But it's also a funny story behind that. A lot of funny stories, y'all. I'm telling you. But I cannot wait. I went to this place, and I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna do the whole review, the whole shebang tomorrow. So stay tuned for that one. It was, we had crabs, right? And then I had an entree, I had nachos, I had seafood nachos. Oh my God. Then I had, I think I had like the Imperial, crab Imperial. Oh my God. It was so good. And then the second time I went, I had a good time, but I didn't like the company because this restaurant doesn't split checks. Right, and I'm all for splitting the check because, first of all, I don't drink, okay? And the people that I went with drink, they throw them back, they go gone. And I always want to get my check separate because I'm not paying for no alcohol. Now, when I go to brunch, of course, I'm going to have some mimosas and some sangrias and some champagne, of course, because the brunch that I'm going to. The alcohol is included, but you gotta pay alcohol taxes. I think it was like $8 or some shit. So, but that's worth it. But I can't wait. I am so excited. Like, this is like the most excited I've ever been in my entire existence because it's like finally, everything is coming into place, everything's coming into fruition. And I'm happy about that. And it was just like, I was down for a while. You guys know I was down for a while because we've been doing this for almost a year now. So I let you guys in. You know, I'm very candid and upfront, close and personal. I'm up close and personal with you guys. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's cute. I have a nice, cute little audience. So, you know, I used to do like COVID numbers and oh God, you guys, I don't want to do that again. I am so exhausted. Andrew Cuomo resigns today. It's just so much going on. But we are, how many minutes we're in? We're going to unpack everything. We're 10 minutes and I'm not going to keep you guys on because I still have to do my homework and I have to, my nail appointment is at 11. But I have to leave out at 10 because I have to take my dress to the cleaners. My dress that I got from Curvy Scents is so stinking cute. Okay? I love their clothes. Like, I have been buying Curvy Scents, I think, for like the past year, since the pandemic started. Rainbow first, then Forever 21, and then Curvy Scents. I don't like Forever 21 clothes. I have a dress from Forever 21 that I said I was going to wear for my baby cousin's birthday last year. But as you all know, I had COVID last year this time. So we didn't get to celebrate. So we've been celebrating like all month long. Ever since I stopped being on the air, we've been partying for my birthday. And then we're going to party for his birthday. So it's just like, we're just like living it up. So I have a dress and it's a 3X. Okay. So I usually like it 2X. But it's Forever 21, so I said, let me get a 3X. So I put the dress on last year, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to lose some weight, get into it this year. Haven't lost a pound, still the same size. But my diabetes are better. I'm going to talk about that in the near future because I have not gotten any word from my doctor. So when I don't get nothing from my doctor, it's always good news. So we're going to do that in the near future. I'll let you guys know about that. But the dress from Forever 21 is really cute. I have a big stomach. I'm a big girl. I have a big stomach. And I said, okay, I'm going to get my stomach down. But I didn't. So I have a waist trainer. I hate it. It makes you look so good. The waist trainer makes you look so good. It's curvy. It makes you curve. I'm already curvy. So it enhances your curves. It pushes your butt up a little bit. And it smooths everything and it pushes your boobs up. Oh my God, it's the best thing. But I hate it because if I have to go to the restroom, I'm screwed. I'm screwed because there's no way I'm taking that off and putting it back together. No way. And I have these long nails. But my nails are going to get cut down, so I might have a better advantage because I'm just going to keep my nails short because my nails, all of a sudden, I don't work with hair. I don't do hair like I used to. But now, all of a sudden, my nails are in the way. So I'm going to get them cut down really, really low today. And we'll see what happens. But I'm not wearing a waist trainer today. I might wear a waist trainer for brunch. But it's like you wear it, it sucks you in. But it's not to the point where you're uncomfortable. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they give you this hole where you get a pee out of. And I'm so clumsy, I'm going to get pee everywhere. So I might wear when we go to brunch. But Forever 21 clothes are really cute. But I'm just like, you know what? Let's do something else. So Curvy Scents. I have been buying my clothes from Curvy Scents. If anybody want to know, curvyscents.com. They're based out of California. The clothes are really, really cute. Really fashionable for plus size girls. You know how like sometimes like Lane Bryant really disappointed me. So I just started buying Curvy Scents. Like I got a gift card to Lane Bryant for my birthday and I don't even want to use it because I mean I don't even know what to do with it. Like I went online and I'm looking at the clothes and just like either it's too expensive or it's just butt ugly. Sorry. And I used to work for Lane Bryant and I love Lane Bryant bras and panties and lingerie. But the clothes are butt ugly. So the last things I've been buying from Lane Bryant is underwear. Like underwear, bras, panties, bras, boy shorts, and lingerie. I haven't bought anything else. No clothes, nightgowns. I haven't bought a pair of shoes from them. Wait a minute, I'm lying. I did buy a pair of shoes from them. I did, and I'm scared to wear them. Yeah, so I have to prance around the house in the first before. But the dress that I got, I was going to wear it for happy hour today because I wanted something new. I have a lot of new clothes, but my clothes are so dressy. So my cousin was like, you need to learn how to dress down. So she was sending me some dress ideas. I'm just like, oh, really plain. But you could always spruce them up with your hair and your nails and all that. And your purse and your mask, because we got one mask again. I'm going to get into that too. But it's crazy. Like, it's just so stinking cute. And I saw it, and I'm like, I want it. So when I got it, and I was like, oh, God, please let it come before my date Wednesday. So it came Monday. Yeah, it came Monday. Tuesday, Monday. Yeah, it didn't come yesterday. It came Monday. So I tried it on. I liked it. And I showed my mom, and she was like, you have to wear something underneath. But I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'm going to wear a waist trainer. So the waist trainer is black, so I'm going to put the waist trainer underneath there. Like I said, I'll be fine for brunch. But anything else, I'm not fine. So anyway, the dress has a lot of wrinkles. And I don't think that my mother could get them out. She was like, oh, I'm going to need a new iron for that. And she has a new iron. And I think she's kind of scared. And, you know, I don't iron at all. So she was like, you know what? Just go ahead on and just take it to the cleaners. And they'll bust the wrinkles out. And I don't know when I'm going to brunch. But that, I was supposed to wear it today for my date. But it's so freaking dressy. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is too much for happy hour at this restaurant. You know, like, I think it's like a, it would be more of a, like, Ruth Chris, Morton, Sullivan's. I wouldn't even say Phillips or Kona Real. You know, that's the kind of dress. I think that that's what it is. And my cousin, she's so funny. I have another blush colored dress, and she said it looks like I was going to a wedding. But, you know, I got that one from Boohoo Woman, plus size woman. I really like that dress too. But that's more of like a fall dress kind of thing. It's more like of a fall thigh-high boots, you know, not thigh-high, because I have thigh-high boots. Like knee-high boots to your knee, you know, with a nice brown boot, with a brown purse and blush dress. Oh, it would be beautiful, absolutely. With a nice cheetah print mask, because Baltimore, we have to wear a mask again. Yeah, we have to wear a mask again. Let's dive into this, y'all. I think you all know that Maryland won our case against Hogan and Tiffany Robinson. We are able to get unemployment extended. And there's other states that won and got reinstated as well, because what the hell? And then the numbers are going up drastically. You know? It's crazy. This Delta is... So, let's see. I didn't think I was going to be doing this again, y'all. I really did not think it. And I said it Memorial Day. I said 2 weeks, we're probably going to see some cases spike it. And they started to spike. Right, and for people to be sick the way they are now is what? Okay, so the 4th of July case, after the 4th of July, cases started spiking, and I was like, oh God, here we go again. And we just took our mask off in June, it was June or July, right? July, and we only had our mask off for a month, right? And I kept mine on, like, it was some places I went and I didn't have my mask on, but like, I did not feel comfortable, so I kept my mask on. And our numbers started going up. Like, our positivity rate is like at a 4.4. But we're like the lowest in the country compared to everywhere else. And I think they said like 70% of all Marylanders got their COVID shots. But as of Monday, We at 9 o'clock, and we have to start writing our masters and doors again. Brandon Scott, Mayor Brandon Scott, is not playing with us at all. We were doing so good, and now it's just like everything's going back up again. You know, and that stinks. That sucks. You know. So yeah. So, Baltimore City, the cases are 5,307 plus 47. So I guess that's overall. Prince George's County added 124 cases, no deaths. Montgomery County added 120 cases, one death. Baltimore County added 46 cases, two deaths. Baltimore City, 47 cases, no deaths. Anne Arundel County, 56 cases and one death. And there was one death in Harford County, two in Washington County, one in Carroll County, and there is no cases in Caroline County at all. Those are just the counties in Maryland. So who has the most? Okay, Cecil County has 18. Wicomico has 26 new cases. Then I guess I might have 40. Frederick County has 40. And Arundel County has 56. Baltimore has 47. And Montgomery County is the hot. No, Prince George's is 124. Prince George's is like DMV, like DC, Maryland. DC, sort of, still in Maryland. Part of it's in Virginia. And Maryland, DC, Maryland, and Virginia is just, I don't know. That's why they call it the DMV. So it's up. This only goes up to August 7th. So, yeah. A 7-day average, people hospitalized. But I do not like giving out numbers that are not right. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there in Florida. Let's do Florida. I do not think. I remember I said I did not have, like, and DeSantis, and Jesus Christ. Okay, so it's August 11th. Okay, so August 10th, they had new cases. They had 56,610 cases with a 7-day average of 20,052. And they just had Rolling Loud down there. And then I don't know where Lollapalooza was. Lollapalooza was in Chicago. I think Lollapalooza, that's where it was, Chicago. But they had Rolling Loud. But I don't think nobody would be sick from Lollapalooza yet. And then there's a lot of concerts going on. It's a big concert August 21st in New York City. I think that's really irresponsible. I think New York is a big irresponsible place. You know, Andrew Cuomo resigned today. I don't want to get into it. I said I was going to unpack it, but my views are my views, and I don't want to offend anybody. My views are my views. But yeah, this is terrible. It's like we're going back. It's like we're turning the corner, and it's like COVID's right there. And I've actually read about the different types of variants, like the Delta, the Beta. I read all of them, and Delta was here last year. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci said. I remember last year this time, he was saying something about a different strain was here in America. He said it himself, and then it was like, it was light. And it wasn't that serious. But now it's mutating. And that's what viruses do. They mutate. And that's what people that doesn't seem to understand. Like, if you're not going to get the vaccine, you don't have to get the vaccine. That's your choice. You know, you don't have to down the vaccines or the vaccinated people. Oh, it's not FDA approved. But come on, y'all. Y'all eat McDonald's. Y'all drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, you don't go to the dentist. Your mouth looks like you've been eating metal. You ain't got no right to talk about nothing not approved by the FDA. what does the FDA stand for, first of all? You know, and then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene spreading lies. I got my shot back in, I don't remember when I got my shot. March, April, May. I've had it for a while. April. I've had it for a while. My brother got his shot. My mother got her shot. All my family members got their shots. And we're fine. The only side effect I had was I was sleepy. But then I also have a long haul of COVID. And I don't think I ever mentioned I have chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, like sometimes I get really tired. And, you know, that's why I started to show, because my sleep pattern was whack. And then it was like, after I would do the show, I would just go ahead and go to sleep. And sleep, 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 sleep. And then I got my energy back. And now it just comes and it goes. It's a pain in the ass. But, yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is spreading lies. They suspended her from Twitter for a week. Which I don't understand why she's still in the House of Representatives or the Senate. She needs to go, just like they got rid of Cuomo. But like I said, I'm not talking about Cuomo because my views are my views and I'm not saying anything else. But I'm going to pray for Florida. And they won a case against DeSantis because he's up there talking about he don't want nobody wearing masks. But you know what? At least he's being fooled. He's foolish. And he's a fool because somebody could say, oh, he don't want to do that to all the black and brown people. But listen, y'all, he's doing that to everybody. Black, white, brown, green, yellow, everybody. He basically saying die everybody, you know, just to keep his base happy. Excuse me. And I'm sorry, y'all, that it got politicized, but it's just a mess. And now they're talking about the Delta variant is very strong. And they were saying that people, it was not, this isn't funny at all, but it's funny, but not hypothetically, but they said a guy came into the emergency room with COVID, right, with a Don't Fauci My Florida t-shirt on, because you know Ron DeSantis was selling those Don't Fauci My Florida apparel on his website, and coincidence, he comes in and asks for the vaccine, and he has to get on a ventilator because he's that bad with COVID. That's a shame, y'all. And I cannot grasp the reality of it. It's just like, try to get a grip on something greasy, a greasy spoon, something, a greasy cup. You know, I can't grasp it because you're killing people. And then I was watching CNN last night, and they were talking about one church, like 7 members who perished. And the pastor says some COVID misinformation. So just like D.L. Hughley said, can you imagine back in the 1800s, if people were opposed to the vaccine? You know how many crippled people would be walking around with polio right now? COVID is never going anywhere, y'all. And it's up to us to stop it. If you're not going to get the vaccine, wear your mask. You know, because once you get it, it's going to be too late to get a vaccination. It will kill you. That will kill you, from what I hear. But it's a lot of things that they don't know about COVID. You know, everybody's learning. They're learning about it, you know, and they do know it mutates and spreads. But the Lambda, yeah. And it's one, and after Lambda, come on, y'all, can we start with the Greek alphabet? We're going to run out of Greek alphabet. We have to go use an American alphabet. Because after Lambda, they said some people in Texas and Florida have Lambda. And they said the one after Lambda probably is going to screw us all. Because it's going to mutate into like super COVID. You know, so, and that's just me. I'm not spreading no misinformation. I'm not spreading any lies. I'm not doing any of that. I just want everybody to get vaccinated. If you're not going to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But I'm not going to down nobody. If you're just going to wear your mask, if you're not going to wear your mask, you guys, you know, you will get it. You will definitely get it. If you're out at parties, events, and concerts and stuff like that, you will get it. And that's what the epidemiologist said. You will get it. Whew, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Yeah, we've been here for half an hour already. Yeah, 6:55 a.m. And we have been on for half an hour. But I want you all to be safe. I really do. And I was also reading about the celebrities. What's up with y'all? Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, the Kutchers, was talking about how they don't bathe. They were talking about how they just hit hot spots. They take bird bath, John Wayne. You don't know what a John Wayne is, what bird bath is. Just stand at the sink with your crotch spread open and your underarms and hit your hot spots. I don't even think, like, some people don't think John Wayne. So now, Kristen Bell and her husband, Dax Shepard, they were talking about how they don't bathe their kids until their kids stink. And then Coco, Ice-T's wife, very beautiful woman, she doesn't bathe. She said she may bathe once a week. But that's their business. But don't come around me smelling like ass. I cannot believe these people make all this money and it's not washing their ass. You want to... I don't know, y'all. I don't know. It's a lot going on in the news today. From the COVID cases to DeSantis and Marjorie Taylor Greene to the infrastructure bill. Like, they passed an infrastructure bill. My thing is, like, only 1.2 or 1.7 trillion. And then, like, Chuck Schumer said that they're not even going to look at it in the House until, like, September, October. But that's going to really, like, screw the people over. And I don't know. And then they were talking about unemployment running out for millions and millions of Americans. And they were also saying that they don't know if they're going to do it or not. They're going to, like, extend it some more. I know our student loans have been extended to January of 2022, which is a blessing, because I got an email from student loan, and the same day, that's when they announced that they were going to, like, extend it to January. I thought he was supposed to cancel it, y'all. I really did. I thought he was supposed to cancel it. I don't know. It was just a lot to unpack. Like, me and my mom, we went out. We did our Tuesday thing yesterday. And came back in house to the news of Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo. He resigned. And I've read some of the women's complaints, and I've watched the news, and maybe I'm not shaming no women. Like, you know, women, we have a hard enough. And I'm Black and I'm a woman, so we know, I know the deal. So women, we have a bad enough. You know, and if these, he said he didn't do it, and the women, you know, said that he did. His top eight resigned. She said it was tumultuous. She said she couldn't really take it or whatever. Those are how it was. I'm just paraphrasing what I read and what I heard on the news and everything. But I just think it's sad. You know, he did such a good job for New York City. I think it's also sad for the young ladies that they had to endure this. You know, but it's sad for both sides. It's really sad for both sides. And I'm not getting on my soapbox. I'm trying not to get on my soapbox. Trying not to get on my soapbox. What else happened today? I think the news of Cuomo's resigning, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the climate change infrastructure bill, DeSantis and Abbott, I think they all, like, dominated the news today. It was so much news. And I am going to watch Joe, Morning Joe, and I'm going to try and sum it up for y'all tomorrow morning, but I don't think so. Because right now, it's just like, I'm just so drained from talking about it. Because it's the same thing I was talking about when I first came on the air, like when I first started my podcast. You know, it was like the same thing, you know? But anyway, y'all know how I roll. First, I start with the news, and then I start with my hot topic. So, we are at the 34 mark. And, you know, I think I can fit this in at 15 minutes. I might not even gonna fit this in. I think it's gonna be like another 2-3 minutes. Maybe 2-3 minutes. I don't know. Obviously 2-3 minutes, and then I look up, it's like a 2-hour show. 4-hour show. But that was enough in the news today because I'm tired. I'm so tired. And I used to always say, like, how does Dawn let them do it? Like, how do they sit there and how do they, like, report the news without it just totally draining you, like, everything? But the topic that I have today is about poly. I don't know how to pronounce it. Let's see. Google is your friend. Okay, I can't spell.
Polyamory.
Okay. Is there a difference between polygamy and poly? Say it again, girlfriend.
Polyamory.
Okay. In short, polyamory is the act of having intimate relationships with more than one person at the same time. Polyamorous person might be open to having multiple romantic partners. Polygamy, on the other hand, involves being married to multiple people. Okay. All right. So I belong to this group. And you know, I love, if you've been to my day one, you know, I love the piggyback off of groups in Facebook. So I belong to Michael Basden group, the Transparency group. And I did not know Michael Basden swing that way. He did. And I don't judge. And I remember, if you remember, I don't remember what show it was. I was talking about one of my relationships where one of the guys I was dating wanted me to be a part of that because he wanted me and her. And I'm going to tell you what happened. I was laying in bed last night and I was thinking about, like, you know, how I'm learning about the poly lifestyle, and I'm not judging nobody. I'm actually writing about it. And one of my characters in one of my Love's Holiday book, I'm introducing new characters, is in that lifestyle. And you know, you'll read about it or whatever. Love's Holiday is on sales on FreshShop or Amazon.com. Make sure you go check that out. So I was laying in bed, and he was the guy that I was dating. Went over the girl house that he was seeing. And I asked him, why are you always over there with her? He was like, well, she's talking to somebody else, so he get ready to come over, so I gotta leave. And I'm thinking, what kind of shit is this? But, like after me and him broke up, I remember him specifically telling me that he had met people online that they had threesomes with, right? And that, you know, she wanted me and him and her together, the three of us together and living together. I didn't want to do that. I thought that was being freaky, but there are people that live like that and I don't judge them. It's just not my thing. It's not what I do. But I'm so sad because, this is why I'm sad, because he even asked me, and I think I remember talking about this on One Measures. I had so many shows. I'm in my third season now. So, so it was like in season one. I don't know what show it was, but I specifically remember telling me we were at lunch and we went out. And I asked him, how is his relationship going? He said his relationship was going. And he was like, can I have both of you? I said, no. One or the other. But I judged him. And that's his lifestyle. That's the life that he wants to live. And I have no fault. I have no place judging him for that. And I am so sorry that I judged you. I judged him. Like, that's the lifestyle that y'all live. But that's not the lifestyle for me. And I did not understand. I did not understand it until now. And I swear to God, I'm just laying in my bed and it just popped in my head. Because of that group opened my eyes to a lot of things. Like I said, I did not know Michael Bazin was like that. But that's his business. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and talk about, No, that's your lifestyle. That's what you do. That's how, I think it's about transparency. You know, is it possible for a woman to be in love with two men? Can a woman be in love with two men? Can a man be in love with two women? And I used to say no, but there's a possibility because people give different feelings. You know, like I have a situation where I know of someone who is torn between two men, and both men treat this woman like golden. But they're from different walks of life, different races, different, I mean, I don't think it really matters, but they're different races. I think that different races, different walks of life, they don't run in the same circle. They both got it going on. Both got money. They both doing what they do. They work hard. You know, but she's torn. She doesn't know who to pick. And I don't know if that, like, if they're open to a poly relationship. Would she be open to a poly relationship? What kind of would it be? Or is it just dating? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? It's very interesting. Life. I'm learning so much about it. And I'm not judging nobody at all. But I did to this guy that I was seeing. And I just want to say to him, I know he does not listen to my show. I know that for a fact. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'm very sorry that I judged your lifestyle because I had no idea what I was thinking or talking about. And it was just like, he just went along with it. Like it was normal. And my mom was like, oh, bunch of freaks. But I mean, you can't get freaky. But it's like, that's their lifestyle. You know, that's his lifestyle. That's what he wants. And that's what he shall have. You know, because that's what he wants. Y'all, I done drank 4 sodas. 2 yesterday, 2 today. I just bought them yesterday. I got 2 left. But today is water day, so I'm trying not to, like, fill up on food because I'm going to tell you guys all about it tomorrow. Like, I am so excited. I'm excited about brunch. I'm excited about my dinner day tonight. I'm excited about the other. I really want to go to the Sugar Factory. I did not know there was a Sugar Factory in Dover Downs. I've never been to Dover Downs. I went to Delaware Park, but I've never been to Dover Downs. And Dover Downs is in Delaware. And it's at the Carousel Hotel or something. The Dover Downs Hotel, something it's called. Carousel, something like that. I don't know. But I'm really interested in going. I want to go there next. I wonder, like, if we were to go out next week, like, would we go to the Sugar Factory in Dover? I don't want to, like, break nobody's pockets. I feel like I don't want to break nobody's pockets. But, all right, y'all, you have been up early for everyone else, Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. And I'm so glad you tuned in this morning. I am so glad I got up this morning. After I was doing my homework. You know, I'm not doing the homework now. I'm just going to put it to the side. Because I think I'm going to lay down before I go out and run my errands. I don't have that much time. But I'm just going to lay down. Because that, if you can hear my voice, like, I'm, like, drained. All right, y'all. But thank y'all for tuning in. I will be back tomorrow morning. If not tomorrow morning, I have to come back tomorrow morning. I can't come back this weekend because my niece is going to be here this weekend. So I might be on. Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow morning. Okay? It's a date? All right. See y'all.